So welcome to this guided self-inquiry session. And we're here today to go through an example of self-inquiry, just to see how it's done, and that it's, as we've been saying with these other sessions that we've been doing, it's different every single time that we do self-inquiry, just like contemplation and meditation is. And hopefully it just helps to dissolve this idea that there is a right or a wrong way to do it. So let's have some fun with this. I'm here today with Bo. Thanks for volunteering, Bo. How are you doing?
No problem. Yeah, I'm doing well.
Good, good. And we're here to do some self-inquiry. So do you want to just kind of explain what led you to volunteer for this session? What's going on for you now, and how you'd like to move forward with the inquiry, how you'd like to start? Is there a particular question, or you just feel that you want to search for the separate being?
The past couple of days I've been dealing with a bit of some physical illness, have some sort of cold or whatever. And it's been really at the forefront of experience, and hard to shake away, and it's bringing up a lot of irritation and frustration and all of that. And I have been doing some questioning around, you know, is it really true that I'm not safe, and mm-hmm. to really lean into what are these sensations made out of, and question any kind of separation that's there. But it feels like it would be useful to have a look at this assumption that there's someone here that's affected mm-hmm. by all of this, all of these unpleasant sensations.
I know in my own journey, when I don't really get ill, I think, as I was saying before we started recording, but when I did get sort of, you know, feeling like that, that was always a time when I tended to really identify with the body again, like I feel ill, and it's going to, and then there's a belief in time, like it's going to take me some time to get over this. And, you know, all that starts to come into play then, and kind of compounds the issue then, doesn't it? So it's,
absolutely.
Self-inquiry is perhaps the most effective way I've ever found to just kind of come out of that in the quickest way possible. So let's see what happens then. So let's just start by just asking you to examine your beingness and see if you can find a separate being. So we can find a body. There's a body there. But who is the one that feels they're living in the body? Can you find that separate being when you look for it in your experience? And I should have said, there's absolutely no rush. Take your time. Doesn't matter if it takes a while. Just see how it goes organically, you know.
So it's almost like all these sensations that are in awareness and like the subtle sensations of someone searching for mm-hmm. this point of where is this concrete separate being inexperienced. which is just kind of something subtle seen in the mind. It's like almost like a subtle picture of my face, like looking.
Mm-hmm.
It's like when I'm looking, it's that image is shown up. So it almost feels like there's a tornado of sensations, and then in the center there's nothing. But then attention keeps on going to what is kind of moving around in this emptiness as this tornado. So when I look, there's just experience, and then the assumption that there's someone experiencing, but that assumption is also perceived.
Mm-hmm.
But there isn't a clear, like, I can't find the perceiver. I can't find what knows what is experiencing. There's just experiencing.
So there's kind of just experiencing, and if I'm understanding you right, there seems to be someone there. There seems to be, there's something searching.
It's like another, like a flavor, mm-hmm. almost. In
like a subtle energy or something,
Yeah, exactly. It's like, and that subtle energy kind of, I don't know, when I look and try to feel deeper into that subtle energy, certain things get pointed out, like, you know, the solidity in the chest, or maybe some thoughts around different physical experiences, or some sort of you know, how could you not be the body, or, you know, some just little offerings of explanation here and there. But those are all inexperienced by this no thingness.
Let's just put some attention on that subtle energy that's kind of feels like a someone, and see if you can see if it has an edge or a boundary, if it's happening in kind of inside, that just something experiencing, and then there's this subtle energy inside there, right? Am I following you? Mm. Can you find where that subtle energy stops and where the experiencing starts? I just want to examine this imaginary boundary between the two, just kind of actually looking and experience, and where's this subtle energy stop? Can you kind of, and again, these questions are really more about looking and seeing, as I'm sure you know, and it's not important that you get the right answer, or and there's no right answer. It's just kind of examining the assumptions that we have here, and that is, there seems to be someone here separate to and different from the experiencing, the kind of the emptiness of being.
It's like completely diffuse. Mm-hmm. It's not actually, there's no clear point of any beginning or ending even with that. It's just kind of almost like if you put a lot of different colors in a bowl of paint and you swirl it around, it's like it's just paint.
Mm-hmm.
It's all of some sensations are just this kind of coloring of experience that aren't any different to experience.
That's good. So when I was looking like this myself, it kind of became clearer that this someone or sense of someone, this subtle energy was less and less substantial every time I looked at it like this. It seemed less, and the fact of assuming it to be a separate thing, a real separate being, and therefore not examining it like this, gave it a kind of solidity that it seemed kind of really real. But the moment I began to look like this, it just diffuse was a perfect word, I think, that you used. It was very, and every time I looked, it got more and more diffuse, seemingly just getting thinner and thinner and less substantial somehow.
Mm-hmm.
And more just like another sense, almost like another sensation just floating around in consciousness or something.
Yeah. That makes a lot of sense.
Mm-hmm. So let's just take us a little step further if you want to. Let's have a look at how, where are you looking at this from? So there's a sense of experiencing, and then there's a sense of this subtle energy, diffuse energy. Where are you in that? Are you looking from somewhere inside the experiencing, or? And again, just asking these questions, not needing you to give me a perfect answer, because, you know, it's going to be different every time. But just, okay, where am I viewing this from? From the subtle energy, or from the pure experiencing, or neither of those completely feel correct? Just seeing what happens when you look for that in your experience.
So attention keeps going to movement and then making the assumption that that movement is what is perceiving movement,
mm-hmm.
or perceiving this subtle energy. But I also know that because sensation is constantly moving and, you know, coming and going, changing. But awareness doesn't change. So it's just another, I think, trick of the mind where you know, assuming that something something transient can notice something else that's transient, but also can notice something intransient. Like, in one of the past lessons that you've had, where we're looking at lesson three, and you were having us look at where am I looking at this from?
Mm-hmm.
One of the things that you had brought up in that lesson was, is it possible for something in one place to notice that which is everywhere? And it feels like even though attention goes to this movement of like, oh, like it must be this big body that's in the forefront of experience, that's noticing this subtle energy of the separate self, that it's actually just this field of awareness that is what is noticing the sense of the subtle sense of being separate, which is also not any different from that field. Like I can't feel any separation of that subtle sensation and awareness.
So the field of awareness, as you call it, is kind of, it feels like it's noticing from inside the body, but when we actually check that out, is that really how it is? It's not really looking from anywhere in particular, is it's not looking from a particular place.
Right.
It feels like I'm doing the inquiry from here, this body mind. But when we check that out, can't really find any particular place that's happening, the inquiry is happening. It's just I'm using my body and mind to report the outcome of the inquiry, but the actual looking is coming from somewhere different.
Yeah.
Can you get a sense of that? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It also, like the here that's felt as some sort of, local contraction of here versus there.
Yeah.
It's this, that here is everywhere too. So it's not even that the fact that it feels like it's like when I ask like where am I looking from, where am I, all those kinds of questions, and I get the response either from mind or viscerally of here, that's not even wrong either, because here is actually everywhere too.
Mm-hmm.
So it very much feels like experience is just this like small corner of a painting. But it doesn't, it's the whole painting. It's not just this one part of the painting that has all the value, that this one body in the painting is like, oh, that's more valuable than the rest of the painting. That's more legitimate than the rest of the painting. It's just the painting.
And really then, if you're feeling, your body's feeling, like right now you're feeling some kind of illness in the body, and it seems to be then that a lot of attention is going back to that kind of one body in the painting, as you put it so well. Really, all that's happening is the sensations are happening in the body, and attention is looking at those. And really, just attention's gone to this one thought that I am this body again. You know, some idea that this is me only. And then whatever's been experienced by the body feels like it's happening to me. So if the body's ill, I'm ill. Or if it's tired, I'm tired. You know, it's kind of picked up as what's happening to me then, isn't it? That kind of contraction. But just recognizing that even if that is going on, even if I feel like a someone, I find much more identification going on with the body because the body's suffering and there's an urge to pick that up as me. Just reminding ourselves that, okay, where am I looking at this body from? Where am I? One thing that really helped me was, where am I perceiving the body from? And that question took me back, straight back to this here-ness that's everywhere. As you said, I'm looking from here. But I couldn't really ever put my finger on where that was. It was just very, very diffuse. And it's always going to seem like I'm looking from only from this body. It's always going to seem like that. And so letting go of fighting, it's always going to seem like I'm only in one place. But I can also know that I'm much more than that. So I'm being that person in the picture, as you said, in the painting rather, and I'm also the painting itself, the whole thing in that.
Yeah.
Some fireworks going off outside. So,
oh, nice.
Do you feel that you can, if attention's going to phenomena when the body's feeling like that, do you feel that you can just relax more around that? When you're inquiring and recognizing that you're actually here, the diffuseness itself, can you get a sense of that?
Yeah. So a lot of times when I'm feeling some sort of tension in the body or discomfort, and I'm just sitting down, even though, you know, let's say I have a headache, attention might consistently go to this area, and thoughts might come up that this is really unpleasant, and attention will continue to go to those thoughts. But if I just see that in, like, experientially, all of that in a way is happening in front of me, it is something that is perceived. And that kind of trick of, you know, what is perceived cannot be perceiving. Like, it's if something is in experience,
the very fact it's in front of you, viewable by you, means it's not what you actually are. Yeah,
right. So it kind of, if I'm still and I'm just observing those sensations, like, and I relax, as you say, it's almost like I'm this, it feels more like I'm a container for this experience rather than, and then when I look more, it, you know, there's no actual separation between the experience and the container, but it, it doesn't always happen, but right now, for example, it just comes back to my involvement in this is that I'm here.
Mm-hmm.
My involvement in this is that I am aware. Yeah.
It's a different experience then, isn't it? If you're, I love that word container, you're the container it's happening in. Whatever's happening inside you then is almost irrelevant to, it's not affecting you in that way. Yes, you'd rather the body feel better than it does right now, but it's experienced differently then, isn't it? It's just happening inside you.
Yeah, exactly. I remember a couple of months ago when we were meeting, I was telling you about this experience that I had with a chili. I ate a chili pepper.
Yeah.
And it was very unpleasant, but I was like, wow, like this is really not affecting me.
Yeah. I remember that, yeah. And it's those moments that you really see the difference between that this body's happening inside me or I'm happening inside this body. It's like a whole different world of experience there, whether it's a chili or a strong emotion or some physical illness or a lot of thoughts going on. It's happening inside you, not to you. It's a total different, like right now you might find you feel differently, even though your body feels the same. That there's just some softening around it because we've zoomed out a little bit in that, in the inquiry.
Yeah, absolutely. Like there's some achiness in the body and some tension in the head, but it feels more like tickling now, mm-hmm. than just this like throbbing unpleasant sensation, it's likely that later today I'll go back to being upset that I have a headache or that I'm feeling warm, you know, fevery or whatever. But I think it's just to have this experience of when I really look for what I am, and specifically what I'm not, it makes experience a lot more, like a dance that I'm just watching.
Mm. And there's this, there's times when we have to come back to the looking more often, searching, you know, times when it would be really easy to just completely zoom in and believe that this is happening to me. And therefore the body has to kind of experience that, reflect it back to us, and just kind of, where am I actually experiencing this from? Or is this happening inside me, or is this happening to me? Completely different experience, yeah. There, isn't it? You know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Even just that subtle just shift of, you know, to me versus inside me, it makes a big difference. It really takes the sting, the personal sting out of it.
There's times when I was really, I felt like I was suffering, where I would just embrace that was the question that I would carry, or where am I? That really helped me to see that I'm not only in the, like, I don't know where that here-ness is, as you were saying, like I'm here, but I really have no evidence that this is happening to me. And when I looked, I could see the here-ness that I am is diffuse and vast, and it doesn't end anywhere. So this must be happening inside me rather than to me.
Mm.
And there's a kind of a critical mass reached where that was just suddenly became my go-to setting. I didn't revert back after a while. there are certain situations that come up where we have to do a little more inquiry, like, you know, for you, illness, when the body's ill, same for me. When there was fear, it was a lot easier to kind of go back to out of habit, I'm scared, you know, really believing I'm scared, which of course intensifies the emotion. Just whenever you feel you need to, just dipping back into this. Can I actually, you know, where am I looking at this from? Or is this happening to me or in me? You know, that was a real shifter question for me. It just took me right out of identification with the body.
Mm-hmm.
Just finding a little question or whatever can just pull you back out. So, you know, later on, as you're saying, when you start to feel, you can sense that you've kind of zoomed back in again. And what can you do to just try to remind yourself to, you can just take 5 or 10 seconds just to really search that separate being that is happening to. Who is the one that feels ill? The body feels ill, but okay, where am I in this? You know, where am I looking from? So you've got to very deep answer very quickly in that. You know, there really isn't a separate being. It's more of a, what we could say the separate being is more, or ego is more of an energy. It's a vibration. It's a frequency that feels denser than the awareness, that, you know, denser as in slower and heavier.
Mm-hmm.
But it really isn't an actual separate being when we look. So that's pretty amazing. I know you've done some inquiry before, but, you know, just to celebrate that you can have that shift fairly quickly, that there isn't actually anyone here to be suffering. And therefore you begin to experience that.
Yeah.
Wonderful. Is there anything that you want to say about your experience? What we've has it been different for you this time in some way, or you experienced a different outcome than you, or anything that you want to comment on before we finish the recording?
Just that the more and more I look, it gets me faster to this place of really seeing. It's almost like unfolding my experience, but nothing changes. It's just, you know, thinking that I'm inside a container, and then I just see that I am the container.
Mm-hmm.
I think the more and more I look at this, the more and more I can see what experientially feels like me rather than what is taken to be me.
Mm-hmm.
Because I think part of what came up when I was first introduced to non-duality is the idea that if I were to feel myself being everywhere after looking to see that there wasn't any center, that it would be the sensation of the psychological self somehow being everywhere.
Yeah.
But it's like that sensation, that flavor of this separate self being everywhere, when that is just something inside what I am that is already everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
So just kind of this practice is so important because it really allows me to experience deeper and deeper that there really is just like this misunderstanding of what feels like me. It's not actually something in awareness. It's awareness. It's not something coming out of silence. It's silence. It's, you know, mm-hmm. And then down the line, seeing that there isn't actually any difference between the two. but just seeing that there doesn't have to be something fundamentally different in my experience for me to see that that I'm already what I am.
Yeah.
I'm already what I'm looking for. And I think that's extremely just valuable and beautiful.
It's amazing what you said there, because it was exactly the same for me, that I still felt like someone somewhere, and then more and more deeper realization and knowing that I'm everywhere, but still feeling like someone somewhere. And both of those are kind of coexisting, suggest too, but is it just a deeper and richer knowing day by day to do more and more inquiry that I've always been everywhere, and I'll always feel like I'm someone somewhere while there's a body here. It kind of gives a center, an imaginary center, for a while in that infinite consciousness that we are, awareness.
It's like like you're wearing glasses and the eyes mistake themselves for glasses.
Wow.
But it's just, you're just glasses. So there's nothing wrong with you wearing glasses. They're quite useful in being able to experience the world. But the fact that there's glasses there, or the fact that there is a sense of something separate, doesn't actually touch what you are. It doesn't touch the reality that you're not.
And paradoxically, without that sense of someone, we wouldn't have noticed our infinite nature.
Right.
Yeah. Without the contrast, of course, you know.
It's like displacement.
Mm-hmm. The sense of opposites, I guess. They're not really, but the sense of opposites. Feeling like I'm someone and feeling like I'm everything, everywhere. It gives you a contrast then that we didn't have before. And then just begin to... at any moment, I might feel more like someone somewhere, or I might be really feeling like I have no boundaries, and that's it's absolutely fine which one of those I feel like. I'm not going to try to, because as you said, they are the same one, so I'm not going to try to choose one or the other so much. The deeper you know the truth that I am actually everywhere and infinite, it doesn't really matter if I feel like someone somewhere struggling with a cold or an illness or something.
Mm-hmm.
Wonderful. Well, thank you very much for your time, and I'm sure this will be really helpful for a lot of people watching this to see the process of inquiry as well. You know how it starts from one place and goes wherever it goes. It starts from one question and goes wherever it goes. It's unique and perfect every time, whichever way we do it. Wonderful. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Alan.
Love.